Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The EU has appointed a team of experts to police Google's search results. Amazon has successfully acquired the Middle Eastern e-commerce site Souq.com, and half of Ukraine's population disagree with the country's block on Russian social media sites. The EU has appointed a team of technology experts to monitor Google's search results following the company's fine of more than 2 billion euros. The fine came after the European Commission found that Google had been abusing its dominant position in the search industry. Now, the EU is spending nearly 10 million euros to assemble a team of experts who can track how Google is complying with the changes it's been ordered to make. After the EU fined the search giant, it ordered that changes must be made within 90 days or further punishments would be imposed, adding that Google would be analysed for another 5 years to make sure that the same laws were not broken again. If the EU's tech experts find that Google is not cooperating with antitrust laws after the 90 days is up, the company could be fined another 4 billion euros each year, representative of 5% of Alphabet's annual global revenue. Additionally, the EU has ordered Google to submit a report to show its compliance every 4 months. Amazon has completed its acquisition of Souq.com, the Middle Eastern e-commerce platform. Whilst the cost of the deal has not been revealed by either company, it's estimated to be worth around $650 million. The two companies now plan to integrate each other's products and services between the two sites. After the deal was confirmed, Souq said in a statement that it was an exhilarating time for the e-commerce industry in the region, adding that it aimed to work with Amazon to offer wider product selections, improved prices, and improved logistics services. Prior to the deal, Souq boasted 45 million visitors per month and nearly 8.5 million products available in various Middle Eastern countries. The deal will help Amazon develop a significant presence in this new market. A survey conducted in the Ukraine has found that over 50% of the population disagree with the idea of blocking Russian social media platforms. Some Russian sites have recently been blocked by the Ukrainian authorities, allegedly as punishment for Russia's annexation of Crimea. According to the report, 35% of people categorically oppose blocking Russian social media sites, whilst 18.3% are mostly not in favour of it. Meanwhile, just 11% entirely approved of the block, with a similar number saying that they mostly approved of it. Additionally, when questioned, only 38% of respondents said they had never used the blocked sites prior to the ban. It was found that immediately before the block was installed in May, 40% had used VK, 27% used Yandex, and 21% used Mail.ru. China is continuing to tighten its internet security after shutting down one of the country's most popular VPNs. Following multiple actions by the Chinese government to clamp down on its citizens' online freedom, a service named GreenVPN told users that as of July the 1st, it would be shutting down after receiving a notice from regulatory departments. VPNs are becoming increasingly popular in the country due to their ability to route connections via other locations, therefore bypassing nationwide restrictions. Currently, many well-known online names such as Facebook and the New York Times cannot be accessed in China. This decision from the Chinese government comes not long after it ordered the popular Chinese social network Weibo to halt all of its video and audio streaming services. And finally, Yandex has released a low-data version of its online browser. called Yandex.Browser Lite. It'll offer an internet connection to those who do not want to use much data, although it cannot offer users any additional features that might be found on Yandex's full-sized version. The browser is currently available for all Android devices and can be used as an additional browser on any smartphone or tablet. The idea is similar to that of Facebook's low-data version of its social media platform, which is aimed at enabling those in areas of the world with poor internet connections to use its services. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.